So the original words were Yanker, Diddle, Doodle Down, Diddle, Doodle, Lanther, Yankee, Viver, Vuma, Vound, Buttermilk, and Tonther. So only a few of those words are actually like real words.
Yeah, I can tell. Now, can you?
Can I'm not doing it again.
I was just going to ask you.
To replay it. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
I would like to kick off. This is our super patriotic 4th of July episode.
Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Yeah, happy 4th of July. It's on a Monday, so you're going to get yourself a nice 4-day weekend if you can.
Sweet.
Kick it off Wednesday, my midday. No one's going to be doing anything. Mm-hmm. Just forget about it. Whatever you're doing, it's not that important. Right. Take some time off. Cook out for the next 3-4 days.
Right.
So I have
Put on your shorts.
Put on your jorts.
Your jorts,
if you will.
Right.
And get right out there.
Yeah.
Daisy Dukes also apply.
Yes.
So a brief history of the 4th of July. On July 4th, 1776, the 13 colonies claimed their independence from England, which we know. And that event led to the formation of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And then every year, July 4th, is known as Independence Day. I think that movie just came out, Independence Day, too. Jeff Goldblum is in it. Will Smith is not.
Yes.
I said they should have gotten Obama.
Right. Right. Really?
Yes.
I mean, because what else?
I can't wait to see Obama in an action movie.
You know he has to.
I wish he would. He's already on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. I heard he's doing slow jams in the news again.
Right.
He was on a late night show.
Right. It was with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. He has time for that? Do they tape that in New York?
Who knows?
Is he coming up here to do that? And not even, because usually when Obama comes to town, it's like a big deal.
No. You can imagine.
Is he
Jimmy
sneaking
Fallon
into town?
Must go to him.
I don't
they
know.
Have to.
No, he comes on the show, I thought. He doesn't come on the show?
I'm just imagining
that brother on the Ford train, like, trying to keep it real, like a pair of sunglasses.
I don't know the logistics, but he's there.
He's there.
All right.
It was a conflict between the colonies and England. It was already a year old when, in 1776, in the summer, they had the Continental Congress in Philadelphia.
Yes.
The June 7th session of the Pennsylvania State House, which is later called Independence Hall, they presented the resolution with the famous words, "Resolved, : that these United Colonies are blah-de-blah-blah, and they're trying to just get away from the British, basically.
Right, right.
That's the whole thing. So that speech was the impetus for the Declaration of Independence, but they didn't do it right away. They took a little break. They're probably like, let's talk about this, boys. Like, are you sure this is something you want to do? June 11th, the consideration of the resolution was postponed.
Why?
Again. So the vote of 7 colonies to 5, New York abstained.
Like, you know, I have nothing to say.
Yeah, my name is Bennett. I'm not in it. Go for it. But there was a committee of 5 was appointed to draft the statement, putting it together. And that was John Adams, friend of Sam.
Right.
Roger Sherman of Connecticut. This is a name that we never hear.
Sherman.
Roger Sherman.
Nobody ever talks about Shermans.
Good old Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
Boy.
That lady killer. He was really a lady killer.
People loved him.
Yeah.
Robert R. Livingston of New York. And then Thomas Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Tom J.
Yeah.
Of Virginia. But it was actually Jefferson who put it together. So they were supposed to all be working on it, apparently, but they were like, Tom, you're better than we are.
Yeah, why don't you do
this? Why don't you do it?
And he's like, oh boy.
Yeah, great, I'll do it.
A report.
A report.
He's that guy in the office who's like, I'll do it. I'm good at Excel.
So then on July 1st, the Continental Congress reconvened, and then the following day, 12 of the 13 colonies adopted it. New York was just didn't vote.
Just like, I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it. But they're like, you got enough votes. It's fine. Like, you guys got this. You got this. You got it covered. So the process continued through July 3rd, and then on July 4th, it was officially adopted. Of the 13 colonies, 9 voted in favor of the declaration. Pennsylvania and South Carolina said straight up no.
Mm-hmm.
Delaware was out to lunch.
As usual.
They couldn't decide. We don't know.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm saying as usual, because I don't know what they're doing.
Nothing. It's just a bunch of corporations.
Okay.
And then New York, once again, was like, not voting. John Hancock was the president of the Continental Congress. He signed the declaration, and I didn't know why they said, put your John Hancock on it.
Yeah.
So he signed in such a flowery way, because he wanted the king to be able to see that shit without having to squint.
Good.
So he basically tagged it. and was like, here it is, my John Hancock. So that's a super brief history of Independence Day.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting. And now we have
fireworks
and, you know,
we have all kinds of things.
Parades.
Yeah, so here's some fun facts.
Okay.
So this is
super fun.
Super fun. This is where this comes in. Okay, so we got Independence Day.
Yay.
Do you know that it was actually not declared a national holiday till 1941?
Really?
Yeah.
Were they just like, whatever, we started?
Yeah, so yeah. It was there.
Yeah.
But nobody did anything about it.
There's a lot of other big stuff going on,
too. Let's see. 4th of July.
I didn't know
these
that.
Events occurred on the 4th of July. Henry David Thoreau moved into his shack on Walden Pond.
Okay. Are you getting to the several presidents have died on July the
4th. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know. The U.S. air offensive against Nazi Germany began.
On July the 4th?
On the July the 4th, right? Beach Boys, the song I Get Around.
Okay.
Reached number one.
Yeah, that's definitely up there with the invasion.
Yeah. And you know who else? You know who was born on the 4th of July?
Who?
Malia Obama.
Oh, really?
George Steinbrenner, Neil Simon, and Calvin Coolidge.
That's it? It's a brief day for births.
Right. The stars on the original flag were in a circle, so all the colonies would appear equal.
Yeah, there's beef. New York was like, abstain. Put us in the center.
Yeah, it's like, no, you're all equal. But how can you say you're all equal if you're in a circle? Because there's a top of the circle.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Bottom of the
circle.
That's
New York. New York's at the top. Delaware is like, don't care.
There's a musical, 1776. It premiered on Broadway in 1969.
It's awful.
And it ran for 1,217 performances.
It's terrible. Have you ever heard it? It's really bad.
I haven't seen it, but it won three Tonys.
The music is really bad.
Is it really corny?
You know, like, it's just a lot of marching, a lot of revving up.
Yeah.
Not enough comedy.
On the 4th of July, approximately 150 million hot dogs are consumed.
Really?
I'm responsible for two.
You're putting down two hot dogs.
Yeah.
I didn't like hot dogs a lot when I was a kid. I always thought they were poor people food.
Oh, no?
Yeah, right. I thought that they were a low-class item.
Yeah.
Well, and I was like, how about a sausage?
Oh, no, no.
You know
hot
what I mean?
Dogs were just very a standard. You just, everybody
yeah, they was dogs. They used to give it to me all the time at kids, and I was like, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
What is it? And then you start to look into what it is. You're like, why is it this color?
Yeah.
Why is it this consistency?
And they're all the same size,
yes.
Exactly.
And then you never want to eat it again. I like wiggling them around as a kid. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Like to grab one by the end and be like, yeah.
I can't eat a boiled hot dog, though.
Woo! That's the only, like, that's how mostly I saw them growing up.
Yeah,
I
can't
do it.
No, I have to have them grilled somehow in a pan or on the outside on the grill.
Ooh, a boiled hot dog. It's the worst. It's like you don't even care about America.
Yeah. It's like.
You hate freedom.
It's such a, yeah, right?
You hate the democratic process.
And the amount of chicken purchased the week before the holiday, 700 million pounds.
Wow.
That's a lot of chicken.
What is it? It's for fried chicken?
For like chicken, like grilling on the grill.
Oh, okay.
There are more than 30 towns nationwide that have the word liberty in their names.
Okay.
And yeah, you're saying that a bunch of presidents died. Yeah. John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, James Monroe. Yeah.
I feel, is it Thomas Jefferson and John Adams who died within... like a few hours.
Adams and Jefferson
other?
Died within, yeah.
Okay, because they were rivals.
Right.
And I wonder if the one who died later was like, ha! Croak.
It's like, finally!
Yes!
My time is...
I'm still here for another hour.
And the percentage of American homes with an outdoor grill is 87.
Wow.
So only 13% of homes do not have a grill.
We do not have a grill.
There you go. You're in the
13%. We're in the minority.
Yeah. And the number of Americans who will spend the holiday at other people's homes... 41 million.
Wow.
We'll get up out of their own homes. Go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else. What are you doing for 4th of July?
I don't know. What are you doing?
I'm getting drunk. I mean, I don't like, you know, I don't like parades.
Mm-hmm.
They creep me out. Mm-hmm. Even, I don't know. There's something about them. And in New York, it's a hassle. I'm not a huge fan of fireworks either. So I tend to just stay at home. We have some friends that have a grill, so we might walk across the street and be a part of that 41 million that go to someone else's house. But usually nothing. Watch TV.
Yeah.
Get drunk.
Yeah.
That's it. I like a nice rosé to celebrate the 4th.
To celebrate
my freedom. So I have something here. The Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Okay.
So we all grow up singing, you know, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. blah, blah, blah. And then you get the part about macaroni, you don't know what's going on. So I did a little research on the history of this song. So first of all, the tune has, much like the tune from Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, it was ripped off from somebody else?
Is old. It's been around forever. It dates back to, they've got the earliest in the 15th century in Holland.
Really?
So it's a regular tune. It was, people had used this in England as a melody, in France, in Holland, modern Netherlands, in Hungary, in Spain. And the earliest words came from a Middle Dutch harvest song. And they're thinking that's where the tune came from as well. And it has like nonsensical words of Dutch and English. So the original words were Yanker, diddle, doodle down, diddle, doodle, lanther, Yankee, viver, vooma, vound, buttermilk, and tanther. So only a few of those words are actually like real words.
Yeah, I can tell it. Now, can you?
Can I'm you, not doing it again. You,
I was just going
to have to replay it. Okay. However, at the time, so farm laborers received their wages. And so it's saying basically as much buttermilk as they could drink and a tenth of another grain. So it's just like a kind of a work song.
Okay.
And at the end, they talk about how they're going to get buttermilk, which is the worst way to pay somebody.
In buttermilk.
It's like, really, couldn't they just steal out the cows?
Really, so I've been working out in the hot sun all day.
Yeah.
Here's your buttermilk.
Ew. That sounds awful. It's a nice warm buttermilk. Because it's not cold, people.
No.
Because
and it's like thick.
It's thick. There's cream on the top. And then you throw a stick of butter in or whatever. So the term doodle, which I knew what this meant when I was growing, because I had a cousin whose nickname was Doodles.
Okay.
And it means fool.
Okay.
So the word doodle appeared first in Low German, so extremely Low German.
Oh.
And it's close to the Dutch doodle, which means to play music badly.
Oh.
Or, I know. Or, so be tone deaf and not talented. Or doodle meaning fool or simpleton. The macaroni part is, the macaroni is a wig, a type of wig that was extremely fashionable in the 1770s. And then it was kind of a proxy for saying that someone was a fop or a dandy.
Okay.
So dandies were really big at this time. So these are guys, the dandies at the time, they said they put a lot of importance on physical appearance. This is like a metrosexual.
Mm-hmm.
Refined language, leisurely hobbies. And in the 18th and 19th century Britain, a dandy was often a self-made man who maybe came from the lower classes or the merchant classes and really did well and kind of had affectations of being upper class, but it was like the nouveau riche.
Yes.
So this wig was a part, like he was floss and jig with the wig. Like that was like the big thing. So there was also a macaroni club. I don't know if this is named after the wig or vice versa in London. At the height of dandyism, the men there wore striped shirts, the big ass wigs, big ass, my own, I put that in there.
And this is the macaroni club.
The macaroni club. So they wore striped shirts, the wig, and also they put feathers in their hat. And they wore two watches, one to tell you what the time is, and the other one to tell you what time it isn't. Oh, these guys were into themselves.
Oh.
I mean, you probably couldn't tell them they were looking good.
Oh,
but
my
these, can you imagine?
God.
Striped
oh, my
shirts.
God. So is this kind of like, were they the annoying ones? Were they like the hipsters?
Kind of.
Of their day?
Yeah, they were
and,
like
and
the,
that kind of targeted, like, we don't like you.
We don't like you. So it was a kind of a, you know, it was a scene of foppishness, of dandyism or whatever, of hipsterism, you could probably say too. And people just didn't like it because these guys were assholes.
Yeah.
Like, forget about the fancy wigs and the striped shirts. They were just tooling around like, you know.
Like fools.
Like fools. Like doodles.
Yeah.
As it were. So they also liked horse racing.
Oh.
So that was a big thing. So these guys would go to the horse races in their wigs and their striped shirts and their multiple, like, watches and be like, ooh. You know, this kind of thing.
Oh, and everybody just could not stand it. Oh, my
and
God.
And on top of that,
I'm annoyed already.
They affected a lot of female mannerisms as well, which I find to be strange because they weren't, this wasn't about sexuality. This was just them being flamboyant and just being as out there and outlandish as they possibly could. So in the early versions of the song, the pre-revolutionary, it was a war song sung by the British to make fun of the Yankees, who they said were down market. So that's how it kind of started out.
Okay.
So the troops would make fun of the Yankees to say they were simpletons, and it was that they stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni, meaning you don't even know that you're not even doing it right.
Right.
Like, your stilo is low. You think you could stick just a feather in your hat, and now you're macaroni? Guess what? You're not. You're not a fop. You're not a dandy. Get over yourself.
You don't even know what you're doing.
You don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what it stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni. But then the other side, So the Yankees, quote unquote, they adopted the song and changed the lyrics to get back at the British.
Okay.
So this is like kind of like a rap battle. Went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So I have some of the original, lyrics. So the first version of Yankee Doodle Dandy was written supposedly by a British army physician during the French and Indian War. And it was a satiric look at New England's Yankees. So the lyrics were, "Brother Ephraim sold his cow and bought him a commission. Then he went to Canada to fight for the nation. But when Ephraim, he came home, proved an arrogant coward, he wouldn't fight the Frenchman there for fear of being devoured."
Oh.
"Sheep's head and vinegar, buttermilk and tansy. Boston is a Yankee town. Hey, sing, hey, doodle dandy."
Okay.
So they're making fun of them. So then it says over time, they changed the lyrics. It became scatological.
Yeah.
Of course.
Sure.
Of course. With different verses. It became popular during the... throughout the colonies, and in the 1770s, they had a less standard version, and it's a country bumpkin's reaction to visiting a camp. So it goes back and forth and back and forth. The interesting thing about this was at the end of the Revolutionary era, in Yorktown, the British marched out to surrender. They refused to look at the Americans.
Really?
They looked away from them, pretending that they didn't know that they were there. And it was so rude that the commander of the light infantry was upset. And so he told the band to strike up Yankee Doodle Dandy. And when he did, all the British looked. And they were like, so, very interesting. So, yeah, there are a lot of back and forth. So Yankee Doodle is a tune that we all delight in. It suits for feasts. It suits for fun. And just as well for fighting. So they use it for many different things. So that's Yankee Doodle Dandy.
And we just grew up with it. And, like, that's just a song. And sing it. And...
We liked it because we could say macaroni.
Yeah.
For some reason, saying macaroni as a kid, it's like, we got the idea that someone was so dumb that they took a feather and put it into their hat and then called it macaroni.
Because
we were like, they're silly. Spaghetti head.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So that's my Yankee Doodle history. It's pretty funny. You can go online and look at some of the lyrics. They get pretty dirty.
Oh, do they really?
And really confrontational.
But we're not going to be dirty here.
Yeah, we're not going to be dirty. We keep it all above board.
Yeah, Sarah, hey, you know it.
Yeah. What do you have?
I have Tales from the Campfire.
So is that patriotic Tales from Dirt Campfire?
Yes.
Tales from Dirt Campfire is a segment where we find tales on the internet of the paranormal, ghost stories, myths.
Scary stuff.
Yeah, urban legends, and we retell them here around the digital campfire. So gather around for a 4th of July version of Tales from Dirt Campfire.
Yes. Gather around, listeners. Okay, this one is called Transparent Man.
Okay. Transparent Man.
Okay. So, what's been happening lately to me has been going on for a couple days now, but it hasn't gotten story worthy until last night.
Okay.
To start off, I'll give you a little background as to what I think it might have been, but I'm not sure. It's just a feeling.
This guy is very indecisive.
Yes.
Will the story begin?
There was an old man who had gone missing a while ago. I always seen his pictures at store, but never gave it much thought.
Okay.
Oh, like a missing picture. Okay.
Oh!
Oh, like, have you seen this man?
Yeah, have you seen this man? Okay.
Okay.
I'm like, there's just pictures of this dude around? Is he a male model?
Yeah. Well, a couple of days ago, some people were taking pictures of the reservoir on the other side of town from where I live and saw the roof of a vehicle. They called the police, and sure enough, the old man had driven his truck into the water and drowned.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. My family had...
Well, why couldn't he get out?
Who knows?
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Like, I always think about that. That's one of those stupid preoccupations of, like, if I accidentally drove the car I don't own into a lake that's nowhere near me.
Yeah.
Why can't I get out?
I think it's something pressure. You can't open the doors when you're underwater. The pressure, you have to equalize the pressure inside the car. So you have to crack a window, let the water fill up, and then you can open the door. And that's
also
terribly scary.
I just realized how old I am. I'm like, can't you just roll down the window with your... No.
No.
You can't.
You cannot.
Okay.
So that's how... Don't you? There was like there were a lot of movies in the 70s with this scenario.
Yeah.
And it was
maybe
just
I have a fear of it.
But I remember that what they did also in the cars in the 70s, they opened up the air conditioning units.
Oh,
and then
the water started coming that way? Okay. Well, we've settled that.
Yeah. So it's okay. It's going to be okay. You have to let the water fill your car, and you have to hold your breath. You have to get that last gulp of air, and then...
You have a plan. I'm going to get trapped in a car with you. We're going to get out. We're surviving.
But I don't know if this is really true or not. This is what you see in the TV show.
I just feel like if my car is going in the water, I'm bailing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you know. Run.
Run.
Run. Okay, back to the tale here.
Okay.
My family has passingly brought it up a couple of days ago.
How?
They passingly brought it up.
Oh, passingly. Okay. Anyway. I was just confused. It wasn't that you mispronounced it. No. I was like, how
No, my family had passingly brought it up a couple of days ago.
This robot, hey, what about that guy?
Yeah, and when I heard it, it scared me a little. Normally, stories like that won't scare me, just make me sad. Something about it frightened me, though, and I still don't know why. Two days ago, I was in bed trying to sleep when I thought about the old man and how he died. I successfully managed to spook myself a little. When I was finally drifting off to sleep, I felt someone grab my ankle, which made me jump. I didn't turn on a light, and the pressure went away after a minute. I managed to fall asleep anyway and try to forget about it.
So somebody was holding on to your foot for a minute, and you were like, let it go.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Like, if you feel like, if I feel something, you know when you're laying on the couch or something, maybe you put stretch your hands behind you, you touch something.
Yeah, like, oh,
you have a look. But, like, if something held on to me for a minute, I'm not just going to sit there and be like, you know what?
It's going to
probably going to stop.
Yeah.
It's probably not.
Yeah, this was the hook for me. This is why I was like, I need this. Last night is when things got weird. It was the 4th of July.
Okay.
And I was headed into bed around 4 a.m. I woke up at 5 a.m. to a weird, empty feeling. And when I sat up in bed, I saw something I'll never forget. Standing in the middle of my room was a man with rotting, swollen skin and wet, tattered clothes.
Ooh.
He was slightly hunched, and I couldn't recall what his face looked like. The thing that scared me was where his skin was missing in his torso. There was a gap, and the gap was a brilliant blue fire that lit up the entire room.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Now.
I'm Gap Man. I couldn't do anything, and he quickly disappeared. And when he did, I turned my light on. I sat there for a while telling myself it was a nightmare and that nothing bad would happen, and that's when the smell hit me.
Huh?
Outside, it had a smell a little like sulfur from the fireworks, but this smell was horrible. It was sour. It reminded me of death. It scared me so I got out of bed to turn on the overhead light. I'm not sure why, but when I'm freaking out and I turn the lights on, they always blow out.
That's weird.
Which this one did.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Like, that's happened. Well, now I have those special, you know, the light bulbs are a little bit different. But when we were kids, it used to happen all the time.
Yeah.
You return, but poof.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, no. And then you're scrambling.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like, it's a pop.
Yeah.
And you're just like, this is, how, why?
What happened?
Yeah. I hurried to the living room and noticed my dog sitting out there shaking, and we both woke our mother up.
Okay.
My mother up.
Ooh.
And I asked to sleep on the couch, and she said I could, but I couldn't sleep. When it was 6 a.m. and the sun was coming out, I headed back to my room to sleep. I did manage to fall asleep, but woke up at 7 feeling something was wrong.
Again.
I wasn't just tired. I felt like I might faint.
Nice. My stomach.
Scared me.
Tales from Der Campfire in my stomach.
There was a weird feeling in the room, one that's hard to describe. It was like climbing altitude too fast and getting dizzy and sick. An hour later, I managed to fall back asleep and told my mother this morning. She's not sure what to make of it, and neither am I. If you have any ideas, I'd appreciate it.
Wow. So, first they felt the pressure.
Felt the grabbing on the ankle.
The grabbing for a minute, then nothing happened. Then this guy with a stomach aflame.
Yeah,
rotting skin, blue flame.
Mm-hmm.
And then the strong smell of sulfur.
Yeah, and death.
Satan.
And then later on, the ball blew out.
I'm going to go with Satan on this one. Ah. I think this is the beginning of something that's going to happen. So I think what this person is experiencing now is the start of something that's going to become like a real thing. Sulfur, Satan, right?
Sulfur is a demon, yeah.
Okay, a demon.
Yeah.
No, maybe. Well, Satan's mm-hmm. a demon.
Yeah,
there are many others.
Sure.
And then the rotting flesh with the blue flame. I don't know about the blue flame. That's kind of interesting. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. I don't know. So somebody said, the apparition does sound a bit whimsical. This is one of the...
Whimsical? He was scared.
Yeah.
He couldn't sleep. He got like 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah. I said, however, the blue flame in his torso could have represented alcohol. Said he might have been drunk when he drove into the lake.
Oh, I forgot about the old guy.
Yeah.
Because it's 4th of July. I'm thinking it's Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
He wants his taxes.
No.
He wants you.
Yeah. They did some research on the blue flame, but nobody knows what that means.
We've never heard that. Yeah, in 5 years of doing cursory paranormal research through the internet, mm-hmm. I've never heard of blue flame before.
Yeah. So it's weird. Huh. This was a weird one like that.
Yeah, I'm creeped out by the getting stuck in the car thing. That is totally a 70s thing.
Yeah. It is 70s.
That going off a bridge in a car, mm-hmm. driving into a lake or, you know, something like that, being trapped underwater is like a big
That was a big
thing.
Device that they used a lot, yeah.
And it's also in the opening of iRobot, which is a movie I love, but I can't stand the opening scene because they're trapped, Will Smith's character and I think it's like a little girl are both trapped in cars. Underwater in a bridge, and it's like the robot saves Will Smith instead of the girl because he has a better chance of surviving.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, it's just that calculation.
Yeah, but that just activates, and that makes sense because that activates those fears that all mm-hmm. of us have from the 70s and 80s of like water mm-hmm, and being mm-hmm. trapped underwater and things like that.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder if there's any like larger socioeconomic like thing to that.
Yeah,
in the 70s.
And why is this kid being targeted by this thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe because he took an interest in what was going on.
Yeah.
Who knows? That's a creepy story.
Yeah.
So I have here what other countries are doing on their Independence Day. Just a couple of interesting things. It's Indonesia. So it's that the Proclamation of Indonesia Independence is August 17th, 1945. I love this as like a young country.
Yes.
So I imagine in a younger country, there's someone who's just got their independence. There's like more fervor mm-hmm. on the Independence Day. Like it's more exciting. And you have an opportunity to shape what the ritual is going to be. Ours is pretty much taken care of. Like we can't really change, you know, it's cookouts, it's fireworks, it's a parade.
Right. You know? And with this, do they realize that they're going to be establishing a tradition
That's
for many
saying.
Years to
so
come?
It's got
to
be like a good one. This one is pretty good. They gained independence after a 4-year war with the Netherlands, and they won the war in 1949. Mm-hmm. So, but the independence, they declared it at the beginning of the war, which I like that too. This is it. We're doing it. So they fought for 4 years, and the customs include the release of 100 green turtles into the ocean from a beach in Bali.
How nice.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then a game called Panjat Pinang, and I looked at pictures of this. It's wild. So it's greased poles.
Okay.
And then at the top of the pole, there are bicycles, television sets, and other, like, they hang all of these things at the top of the pole.
Okay.
And so young people, it looked like mostly young people, but anyone who's fit can do it. They climb all the way to the top, and if they get to the top, they get to split the loop.
The loot. Oh.
Right?
Boy, and what if it's like an old bicycle? The old box TV that looks like a cube?
Well, I was looking at the pole. Like, these poles are, because when I was growing up, they used to have, like, the grease pole contest, and there was, like, a $100 bill or something at the top, and kids would try to, like, climb up it. But these poles are really, really, really tall, and they're literally hanging legit, like, flat screens.
Really?
Legit,
it's not just
bikes. Like, it's not a facsimile of it. It's not, like, a picture of it or, like, here is a coupon for it.
Do you have to take it down with you?
No, you just have to you have to get up to it. But someone's got to take it down.
No.
And I don't know how that works either. I don't know how they get them up there. I don't know how they get them down.
A ladder.
But the cool thing is they all work together.
Yeah.
And then you can split the stuff together. Okay. And there are tons. So the picture that I saw, it seemed like there were tons of poles with all kinds of things hanging off of them.
So they go from pole to pole.
Yeah, and try to get whatever you can.
That's cool.
It's kind of cool. So that's how they celebrate Independence Day. And this was in Chile. So there was a Chilean revolution in 1810. It says after the people grew tired of Spanish rule. They didn't just grow tired. The Spanish were persecuting the shit out of people.
I'm sorry, weary of this.
A slave.
This is annoying.
This is too much.
Yeah.
And it said that they had a governor, I guess the straw that broke the camel's back was there was a governor that was so corrupt that he tried to steal smuggled goods from a ship.
Oh.
Really?
What?
Exactly. Like
they're smuggled in,
he was like, I'm going to steal them.
Well, then it's good.
Why bother?
Yeah.
Why, just wait till they get in and buy them on the black market like everybody else.
No, he's going to steal them. It's already...
So now,
a problem anyway.
Yeah, they don't care anymore. So in 1818, the Chilean soldiers defeated the Spanish, and now they fly kites. So that's kind of nice. It seems like a lot of countries do the kite flying thing.
I like the turtles and the kites and the prizes.
Nice.
That's a really good...
It's fun, right? So there's one in Colombia. After protesters took to the streets in 1810, the Spanish viceroy conceded that a limited independence could happen and gave way to full sovereignty 9 years later. And so they let off hot air balloons.
Oh.
for their celebration. They also have folk dancing, which is something that I kind of wish we had folk dances here. I feel like we've gotten rid. We have so many ethnic groups that have come here, and we've somehow not absorbed anyone's folk dances into the broader tradition.
Right. What everybody just does now is grind on each other.
Yes.
And that's it. That's what we've come to as a culture and a
people. Or maybe Apache. So they also do. They hoist flags, and they have traditional food things like that. In Korea, this is South Korea. There's something called the Restoration of Light Day. So that's how they celebrate their Independence Day. What they do is they give out prison pardons. So you can, like, petition for your friend who's in lockdown to get out on Korean Independence Day.
These are real things.
Yeah.
This is about...
Like, that's
really
actually getting
about
your independence.
Yes.
Like, being let out of jail. They also do... Yeah. So then there's official ceremony and where the president speaks, and I guess they release... Mm-hmm. The prisoners or whatever.
Oh.
So it's like kind of interesting, yeah, just to see what other people are doing. I like the, I wish we'd release some turtles or something.
I know, really. Something a little more symbolic.
Yeah,
than
more
just
symbolic than the...
Marching around.
And then the parades I'm not that crazy about because the music for me, it's just so military.
Yeah.
Whenever I go to parades, it just seems like a military parade.
Yeah, and it's always hot.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
too
hot
many
as
people.
Hell.
And then you have to go to the bathroom.
And you have to, it's summertime, so you're waiting till like 10 o'clock for the fireworks to start.
Yeah, from like her, and it's like you have to really get strategic about where you're going to go
yes.
and watch them. Are you sitting on a hill or their hands
yep.
on the hill?
Are their hands on the hill? One
yeah.
check,
yeah.
no ants.
You know, and can I see? What about the weather? Is it going to rain? And what about the tree over there? And that family now is annoying. I don't
yes.
want to be by them. Or in New York, it's like we have to go to a rooftop.
Yes,
who's
and
got
then
the
that's
rooftop?
A problem.
Yeah,
if you want to go somewhere to have a drink, it costs. Oh, now it's a fortune. A $4
right.
beer is now $20.
Right, and for us, it's on what side of the city?
Yes,
are the fireworks? Is it going to be on the east side or
yeah.
is it going to be on the Hudson?
And then it depends on where you are. So I live at the top of the hill, and it's sometimes we're lucky depending on where the fireworks
yeah.
are in the Bronx. But sometimes I just hear fireworks.
Yeah.
And then I'll see shit.
Yeah, sometimes they're on the Hudson side, and
mm-hmm.
so I can go right up to the water.
Oh, that's
and I'm
awesome.
Like, but no, it's not, because there are trees.
Huh?
The trees.
They obscure your view?
Yes. It's the oddest thing. For some reason, they're small trees. They're all along where the walkway in Hoboken,
mm-hmm.
but they obscure the view.
That's weird. I mean, I've only been on that walkway twice, but...
I know, yeah. Yes,
huh.
I was very excited to go out there, and...
You just saw leaves.
And it was like, you know, everyone had to start like walking around and moving back and like.
Oh, this is a pain in the ass. I'm already not for it. Watch it on TV.
Yeah.
All right. What do you have?
Oh yeah, and then everybody's illegal fireworks that go off and.
Oh, I love the illegal fireworks.
Dogs.
Yeah, those are the best.
It's like boom, boom, ah.
Because sometimes that's all I get to see.
That's about 1 a.m.
Is the illegal fireworks. I know. Why do they like? Why don't they do it when the regular fireworks are going on? They wait till later
yeah.
to set off their bottle rocket.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
So it's kind of now we're setting the scene here. I have
he's on set.
Yeah. I have 14 memorable 4th of July date ideas.
Sweet.
Because it's nighttime now, the fireworks are
it's
going.
It's the right time.
Yeah, everyone's got their...
It's a patriotic poontang.
Yeah, we've got their Ernest and Julio Gallo
yes.
jug of wine
yes.
all chilled, ready
it's
to go.
Julio. I always think when that's done, you could have like a jug band, you know? Like it's that level of
glowing
class.
Into the, yes. I remember that was another 70s thing. People
yes.
had that wine.
Jug bands.
Chuck Bass. No, the wine.
In the 70s. Ernest and Julio.
Ernest and Julio Gallo, the jug of wine.
It's still around.
And people are like, yeah. But the moms would have that. And like the moms would come over and visit each other.
With their big ass.
No, somebody would have the wine. Like, yeah, you got the go. You got the jug of wine.
We'll
have a little wine. You know.
It's interesting because when wine, when it comes to things like wine, it seems like the bigger the bottle is, the more people think you're a piece of trash when you have it.
Yeah.
It's like,
right.
What, there's 10 of us, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, what you want us to have, like, the
yeah, what's wrong with that?
Tiny wines.
Plus the jug band.
Yeah.
When I'm done. All right, so what are the 14 hot patriotic July 4th Independence Day
dates? Yeah, these are fun yet patriotic.
Okay. Oh, no. That's exactly what you want on a date. You want to show your patriotism.
So here's 14. or instead of waiting for fireworks to light up the night sky, get out there and enjoy the day.
Make your own fireworks.
Yes. 14 ways to make your Independence Day memorable, fun, and oh so perfect. First, you get up and you raise a flag.
Is that a euphemism? I hope it is.
I hoped it was, but it really is an actual flag.
Where?
This is something you could do first thing in the morning.
Where are you going to raise it?
Plan ahead the earlier night and get together with your friends or with your lover earlier in the day.
Does it say that?
Yes, and raise the national flag in front of your house.
Sing you have a pole in front of your house?
Sing the national anthem under the Star Spangled Banner. Really, it's not going to sound corny at all.
No.
In fact, it'll help you realize just how important the day is. And finish off the morning by having breakfast out together in the yard, sharing stories and making plans for the rest of the day. No, you already should have plans already.
Yeah. I mean, you plan that flag business.
Yeah.
How can you get a meal together? And what you're going to be doing for the rest of the day.
Number two, create a tradition.
I got to stop you for a second. In the suburbs.
Yeah.
Do people have flagpoles?
Some people have a full flagpole. Some people have a little flagpole that sticks out from their house. Yeah.
And they put an American flag on it. Yeah. So that people know we're in America.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
because you just don't see that in other countries. I don't remember the entire time that I lived in Hungary or in England or whatever. I don't remember people flying flags from their homes.
Oh yeah.
It's in front of them. It lets for me the flag lets me know there's a post office. Mm-hmm. Or there's an official.
It's a government office.
Yeah, that's a government office, and sometimes I look for that. But I've never seen anyone have a flagpole. On their property.
Yes, I've seen it. Yes, I've seen several flag poles that are right in the middle.
Okay, and they raise the flag every day? You can't leave it up. You got to take it down.
I know. No, but they leave it up.
I've seen some shabby-ass flags that I'm I'm not patriotic, but it's come on, dude, that is a mess.
That's not a grand old flag. That's a grand old rag.
Yes. It's a high-flying rag.
But that was a normal thing to do, especially in the 70s, is to put out your flag. That was, but it didn't have that kind of blue state, red state thing. Yeah. It was just you
See,
did it.
See, that's the thing. It's funny because the conservatives are always complaining about people aren't patriotic anymore. I'm because of you. Because you told everybody that they're second class citizens. Yeah. And now people feel fucking cheated. Yeah. And they're not excited.
But the mood was back in the day. I mean, when I was growing up, it was everybody's an American and you put out your flag and it was something we all could agree on.
We had flags that we could carry.
Yeah.
But I don't remember actually having it. Yeah. But I also remember the change when it stopped being we're all American to pretty much nobody is.
Yeah. or that if you're waving a flag around it, you had a different political view.
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly. You're conservative for some reason.
Yeah, conservative and
closed-minded. It took on a negative connotation. But that's funny because those are the same people who were complaining about it. And I'm you killed it.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Because they want to bring it back to what they think is the old America.
Yeah, the old America, which I don't know.
We don't know what that is.
I'm going to, where I'm from a lot, there's the 13 colonies flags.
Oh,
because because it's a colonial area. So we see, I grew up seeing that, not at, official places, but as a part of the decoration of the towns of which is a colonial town, 13. Mm-hmm. Screw the rest of you.
Right.
The other states, the new states.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's number two on number my two, list for your fun date. We got off.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. Do you have any 4th of July traditions that you or your lover rigorously follow? If not, then this is the year is the best excuse to start a new tradition with your partner, whoever it may be.
Okay.
Just get a lover.
Wow.
It's more get a lover.
Yes. The Cuervo flows.
Yeah. And make a promise to follow it every year. It'll be a memorable and romantic way for you to enjoy Independence Day.
Damn it. What is it? I'm excited.
No, they don't even tell
you. They don't even tell you.
They say so many years
later.
Did
they tell me to make my own?
Make your own. Oh, just make your own. And then look back, and do it with your lover, whoever it may be.
Whoever. I need you to keep that lover. Or just do it with whatever lover
you have. You get a new lover every 4th of July.
Love the one you're with.
Yes. And you have your love traditions. Mm-hmm. And then I guess you have to teach your new lover about the old lovers.
I guess, they say the eagle flies with the dove.
Yeah. Number three is have lunch at a restaurant. Not just any restaurant, pick a restaurant with a patriotic menu with little flags all around.
Really?
It'll be a lot of fun to try out a few new themed dishes.
In my mind, when you say, go to a traditional American restaurant, I don't know what that is.
It's just a place with a hamburger.
Is it?
I think so.
I'm thinking Chinese food.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's
just American food,
American Chinese food just seems like the most American, that's immediately what I thought for some reason. Go to a restaurant, takeout.
Yeah, it's got to be, it's a menu. I'll tell you what's on the menu. You got chicken fingers.
Oh, God. Why would I just try chicken?
Cobb salad.
This is a regional thing.
That's
I would say potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
Sauerkraut. Fish sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
That's like kind of where I'm from. Maybe macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
These kind of things. Baked potato, apple pie.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Well, another thing you could do, number four, is watch patriotic movies together.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of movies, you think they're patriotic. And then you're watching them, you're like, this is about Nam.
Yeah, so they say they want to pick a theme where the movie is fighting for independence.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
who are we fighting in this one? That's dicey. Yeah.
They say The Patriot is a good one for this.
Okay,
Mel Gibson. Seen that. Mel Gibson. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
You just got to forget about Mel Gibson.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The great American actor, Mel Gibson.
I don't know. If you want to talk about fighting for independence, what other movies are about someone asserting their independence? How about Not Without My Daughter?
Okay.
Saint, get me out of here.
That's asserting one's independence. I don't know. I'm trying to think of Independence Day.
Independence Day, sure. Why not?
When aliens. The aliens come on 4th of July.
Yeah. How about when somebody moves out?
Okay.
Like Failure to Launch?
Failure to Launch.
That's a good one.
That's a good patriotic movie. I don't know.
It's about independence.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. There's another thing to cook with your lover.
Oh.
Number five, bake a cake with your lover or make cupcakes. Everyone loves them.
Yeah. Are these red, white, and blue cupcakes?
You can do, yeah. Baking the cakes and dressing them up in blues and reds can be a fun time.
Ooh.
Prepare a whole meal with a patriotic theme. I feel like, you know what, reading this, I imagine Sally Kellerman.
Yeah. Yes.
Who is like, get your lover and bake a cake.
Bake a cake, dress it in blues.
Hidden Valley Ranch.
Yeah. Valley Ranch. That's something, when I think of Americana, it usually does go back to advertising, trying to sell me some shit I don't need that's colored with, like, FD number four.
Yes. So, and everybody's Sally Kellerman. Dress up and take photographs.
Sally Kellerman.
Ah, throw your scarf over your neck.
Yes. Devil may care.
Yeah. Dress up in your blues and reds and whites on this day. A happy relationship is built on memories, so make sure you dress up in your fancy attire and take a lot of pictures together.
Oh, my goodness.
Even if the photos are too personal to show off.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, this is dicey. That's what I want to hear.
After
about.
All, what better way to celebrate the 4th of July than creating more memories that can last a lifetime?
Yeah, it's like children. I think this is what she's talking
about. Right. Oh, here, number seven. Visit a historical museum.
Oh, on the 4th of July, it's going to be closed, I hope.
Yeah. Or packed.
Yeah, either one. Like, people wait till that day to discover America.
Yeah. You know what's a good one is the Tenement Museum down in New York.
That is
you
good.
Can see how people really lived in New York.
Yes, how people used to live.
Right. Awesome and hair-raising.
Yeah. It's in a museum.
Number eight, attend a celebration. Every city has several community activities and get-togethers.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like in New York, the biggest one is the parade and then the...
We already discussed we're not going.
Yeah, that we're not going to. I don't know what other events there are.
So they're telling you to Google it in your city and figure out what's
you
going
Google
on.
It.
And go!
Yeah.
Okay. Number nine, watch a war reenactment.
See, this is the problem. Like, watch or... And who are we... Which war reenactment? Who are we fighting?
Right. And, yeah, exactly.
Like Civil War reenactment?
The advice here is, if you get the opportunity to watch a war reenactment around your place, don't miss it. It's worth watching.
I might have mentioned this before, but my mom and her friends participated in a war reenactment of slaves.
Oh, yeah.
As house slaves. And then they got free and ran off.
Are you kidding?
That was their part.
They actually ran.
We're free. And then they ran. She thought it was hilarious. I was like, okay, I mean, you have a really good attitude about it.
That's awful.
Because what else can you play?
That's awful.
And I don't know, I'm like, were the Irish people in our town, were they playing like indentured servants? Or like, you know what I mean? They were like, we're going with them.
Did they do their step dance and drink something? Yeah, drink a beer?
The women had a black eye.
Yeah.
Were drunk and pregnant. Yeah.
Number 10 is plan a road trip. Go on a road trip with your partner.
On July the 4th?
Yeah, right?
You do not want to be on the road.
You want to stay off the road.
You want to stay off the roads.
Yeah, it says, but make sure you adorn your car by sticking a lot of little flags all over it.
That way everyone will know it's America.
It'll be a lot of fun, and even if you're just driving around a few blocks and not down the freeway, you'll be spreading the good word. What?
Of what?
I got a lot of little flags.
I got a shitload of flags. Like a cavalcade? That's weird.
Isn't that weird?
I'm just not a nationalistic person at all. Like, I don't think, I think if I were in any country, I'd probably be the same of, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a day off. And I wish, I kind of wish in a way that people would take, like, holidays, like, the 4th of July to, like, actually have a look at U.S. history, because I feel like a lot of people don't.
Yeah,
don't know what's going on.
No, because we're taught, like, as little kids, we have like a really sanitized version,
yeah,
a little like fun thing, and then it just becomes a nostalgia thing, and, yeah, you don't investigate further.
Like, we actually don't, like, it should be a day where we take the time to think about civics or investigate, like, our, you know, our government processes, mm-hmm, and things like that. But you're right, you learn all this early American history stuff when you're a kid. And then when you get older, it just kind of fizzles, like, they don't keep reinforcing what's going on or deepening your knowledge, yeah, of it. I remember in school, history stops by the civil rights. That was the end of history.
That's right.
We didn't go past that. We didn't talk about Vietnam for some reason, even though it just happened.
We didn't, really?
We didn't talk about it at all. It was just, like, glossed over.
God.
Very glossed over. So it was, like, early American history. They really focus on the founding. They try to gloss over, like, the slavery. You know, they gloss over a little bit, like, the War of 1812. Canada and Mexico barely mentioned, even though clearly important to our history.
Yes.
Because proximity.
Right. Yeah, right. You're right. It was, like, nothing about it.
Nothing about them at all. Even though in colonial history, a lot of people went up to Canada. They did stuff up there. They came back. Like, there was a lot of stuff going on. There was obviously contact with Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of treated as if these places didn't exist.
Yeah.
There was no one here. We definitely don't learn about Native Americans very much.
Yeah, right. Maybe. And we're also taught that wasn't it great how we came here,
yeah,
and taught them how to live?
There's nobody here. And although there are a lot of Native Americans here today, and they're like, we're still here.
Yeah.
Like, learn, you know, find out about. So it's like, yeah, there's not a lot of, like, I wish in a way that July 4th was a day when people would really just get interested in history.
In full history.
Yeah.
Really,
maybe
everybody's
even just
signs.
Stuff that happened in the 80s and 90s. Like, people are already forgetting what happened 20 years ago.
Yeah, you gotta know your history.
Yeah,
of
you
every...
have to.
So here's another thing for a fun date. Have a barbecue. Somebody has to tell...
So, really?
As long as there's an endless supply of hot dogs and beer, everyone will have a fun
never
time.
Never would have thought of that one.
Never
a barbecue on the 4th of July? Yeah. I'll be damned.
Number 12.
I'll be Yankee Doodle damned.
Number 12 is have a campfire. Rent a lakeside cabin or spend the evening on the beach. You're not allowed to.
No, it depends on where you go. There are very few beaches where you could just start up a fire.
Yeah, right? And you have to get permits. And even,
yeah,
if you go camping, it's like, you have a permit to be here and do this.
Yeah, there's camping is not what it used to be. It's not the 70s anymore where you just go out with your cutoffs and your Jeep.
Yeah, and
4x4.
So what you have to do is you have to go over to the friend's house who has the fire pit in the backyard.
Yes.
Right? And then they're usually a D-bag. And then,
yes, you're stuck there.
And they have, like, these pavement stones around, and they have, and they're just like, yeah, and they're usually racist. And
what is with that? There's a fire pit in the back, and,
yeah,
racist. Like, it just, yeah, it all kind of goes,
yeah,
together.
Yeah.
The fancier the fire pit, the worse.
The worst
the
human
politics.
Being. Yeah, yeah, right? It really is. It's like, if you've got a nice set, if you really like hanging out in your backyard.
It's weird.
You just... It's not causal, but it correlates.
It goes together somehow. Our fire pit, we like all kinds of people. Our fire pit in the backyard is straight up shabby.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a bowl that's not flammable.
Yeah.
And we dig a little hole and we just fire it up.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I don't have time for the pavers.
Yeah.
Like, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's a weird thing.
Yeah,
so
it is
like,
strange.
Oh, this looks like a great place to be. And then the conversation
there,
it's hell. It's hell. I tell you, they have nice chairs. Oh, like, those chairs are amazing.
And
they
say
with cup holders.
You want to go over there, but then you have to deal with them.
Yeah. You have to, then you need to leave.
Yeah, then you need to leave. You're like, just give me a couple hot dogs to go.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Okay, number 13, a night of fireworks. Oh, I can't believe this.
Really?
What the? This
shocking.
What a shameful list this is.
That's how it ends up. If there are fireworks on display.
Go there.
With your lover.
With your lover.
And your Rhea Needy on ice. I kind of wish it was the 70s.
Yeah.
It seemed like much
more. Why don't we bring back just the 70s with just a few of the beats?
Yeah, so it was free love.
Free love. Sasquatch.
Sasquatch and just cutoffs.
Bionics.
Barefooting.
Right.
Low. I think we weren't connected enough to each other then to hate everybody
so
much.
Yeah.
You know, now it's like, you know what's going on, and it's terrible.
Yeah, so get your jug, your Ernest and Julio Gallo. Mm-hmm.
Your jug wine.
Mm-hmm. And then number 14, because I promised you 14, it says spend time with family.
When you're done with your lover.
Yeah. You're done with your lover. Go hang out with your family. That can't, this list is a shameful
list. It's not very... It's against freedom, that list.
Yes.
It's undemocratic.
I don't know. What is a fun, freedom-filled thing to do on the 4th of July?
A fun, freedom-filled thing to do on the 4th of July?
Streak. That's...
Yeah, streak. You can't streak anymore. That's a 70s thing again. Yeah. What was I going to say? I think... you could do something civic.
Okay.
You could go to a local park and clean it up.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
You know
what I mean?
Like, you could do something that is, like, beautify, you know, remember America the Beautiful? I don't even know if that's, like, a slogan anymore. Mm-hmm. But, like, you could do something positive. Or, as I saw some people doing on Father's Day, which is another holiday that I'm like, whatever, volunteer. They had 50 fathers from the Bronx or something decided to volunteer at a soup kitchen.
Oh, that's
and
great.
To package meals. For fathers who may not have had, you know, the ability to put together meals for their families. So you could do a, you could volunteer. You could do a volunteer project. I think that would be a good patriotic thing to do, mm-hmm. is help people who need help.
Yeah, in your country. Day. To help in build, your country, to help yeah. actually make your country better.
In your community.
Yeah.
Don't go far. Yeah. Sure there's somebody. Stay off the roads.
Right.
There's probably some organization that could use your help on that day.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.
That's very great.
Yeah.
Very great.
Very great. Super great.
Super great. Amazing. It's amazing.
Super is the new annoying word.
Super.
And I use it ironically, and sometimes I forget, and I just use it normally, but I gotta stop.
Okay.
It's super fun.
Yeah. Look. I'm saying it too. I'm saying a lot of super.
It just creeps into your vocabulary. Yeah. Don't be a doodle. Don't use super.
Yeah. Don't be a doodle.
Don't be a doodle. Don't just think you can just stick a feather in your cap and call it macaroni. You're a fool.
How dare you? Now I got to go home and rewrite some lyrics to come back at you.
Glove off and pop.
Yes.